Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Happy draft week, everybody. We are just days away from the NFL draft, and I am absolutely, positively pumped up. I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, the 49ers, owners of the third overall pick in Thursday's draft, have narrowed their focus on selecting either Alabama quarterback Mac Jones or North Dakota State quarterback Trey Lance. Even though Ohio State's Justin Fields is a highly touted prospect, the belief is he's out of the running. Elsewhere, new Lions general manager Brad Holmes made the first big trade of 2021, sending Matthew Stafford to the Rams for Jared Goff and a bevy of picks, and he may not be done making moves.
At seven, we do have a cluster of players that we're comfortable with picking, but at the same time, you know, we will be very prepared and, you know, also willing to move, you know, in either direction. But, you know, so we're still open in those regards, but there are cluster players that we'd be comfortable with.
Yeah, then just to quickly clarify, have you had talks with other teams regarding trading down at this point?
Yeah, there has been discussions with other teams. I will keep those in house, but yeah, I mean, there has been discussions.
Carolina, who picks at eighth overall, is heading into its second draft under head coach Matt Rhule. Recently, he met with reporters and let us in on his process evaluating draft prospects.
The tape drives who they are. Their measurables and traits drives who they are. What people say about them, I think, is really key. I think when you treat people well, people in the building, we're excited to talk about you. And then as I've talked to guys, you know, I'm leaving here and going back down and doing another Zoom call. I have some tomorrow too. I like to ask everything from, you know, if you could, you know, if you're on a desert island, you can only listen to one artist, what would it be, to who your favorite player was growing up. I think you find out a lot about guys. But at the end of the day, you know, what they put on tape in college is the most important thing to me in terms of, you know, the way that they play the game.
Just like Carolina and Detroit, Indy GM Chris Ballard acquiring a new signal caller for his franchise when he swung a deal with Philly for Carson Wentz. Ballard knows he has to protect him with the possible pick with a 21st overall selection because former left tackle Anthony Costanzo retired this offseason. But Ballard acknowledged another position could be in play.
I think it's a good draft. I think it's in terms of just all the offensive linemen as a whole, it's really good. And then for defensive end, I mean, you lose Denico Autry, you know, Justin Houston, you know, two good players, and Justin's still, you know, out there right now. Those are big shoes to fill.
On Friday, the Browns, exercising the fifth-year options for both of the 2018 first-round picks, quarterback Baker Mayfield and cornerback Denzel Ward. Both players now under contract through 2022. Cleveland general manager Andrew Berry feeling with the way his roster is currently constructed, this draft provides the ability to improve upon last season's success.
I like where we're picking, and not just at 26, but at 59, 89, 91, 110, and so forth. I think there are plenty of opportunities where we can, you know, add young players that can grow with us, you know, over the next several years. I think the positioning in this draft allows us to be very flexible, whether that's moving up, down, or sitting and picking. And, largely that'll be dictated by how the board falls ahead of us. But I think we have a lot of flexibility heading into Thursday night.
It's a new jersey number for a former Cardinals star. Veteran corner Patrick Peterson announcing on his All Things Covered podcast that he will wear the number 7, the same number he wore during his days at LSU. That number 7 was worn previously by the team's 7th-round pick from last season, quarterback Nate Stanley. Stanley is now going to don number 14. For a look ahead to Thursday's NFL draft presented by Verizon, please download the Around the NFL podcast. I hope you have a great week. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.